A delegation of Abenaki peoples spoke at the United Nations in New York City Wednesday at the annual UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. As Vermont Public's Elodie Reed reports, two young citizens of Odinak First Nation described what they call indigenous identity theft, particularly in Vermont. First, though, the delegation made a stop in Times Square.
Oh my God!
One minute for a long time.
At exactly 7:02 p.m. Tuesday, above the heads of tourists, performers, and costumed superhero imitators, a digital billboard in Times Square flashed maroon for 60 seconds. It read, "Stop Identity Fraud, Abenaki of Odinak and Wolinak, Sole Guardians of Abenaki Identity." The message, which organizers say cost $500, showed up for 1 minute every hour all day on Tuesday. It was the same message that the Abenaki Councils of Odinak and Wolinak and the Assembly of First Nations Quebec Labrador delivered Wednesday to the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Kwai, Ndalewazi Siguanis, La Chapelle, and Dal Nomba Esqua, Ta Polebe, Inuige Odanak, Nisinskataba, and Gwadons and Kasaganma. Hello, hi, my name is Siguanis La Chapelle and means little spring in the Abenaki language. I'm Abenaki, and I'm also Bolivian. I live in Odanak, I'm 26 years old.
Kwai, Ndalewazi Isaac La Chapelle Gil, Al Nomba Nea, Inuige Odanak. Nisinska Taba Yao Nkasgadma. Hello everyone. My name is Isaac La Chapelle Gil. I'm an Abenaki from Odinak. I'm 24 years old.
La Chapelle and La Chapelle Gil are cousins who, as young Abenaki people, say they want to defend the identity and rights of the Wabanaki Nation, which is made up of Odinak and Wolinak First Nations.
Identity fraud threatens the integrity of our cultures and traditions, distorting our age-old heritage. While culture is naturally dynamic, the theft of our identity is not cultural. It is the result of a settler culture intent on destroying indigenous peoples.
We are aware that because of government laws and policies, many of our people lost their status or family ties and now aspire to reconnect with their culture and community. We welcome their efforts to reconnect with us. But there are more and more people who call themselves Abenaki on the sole pretext of family lore or a distant ancestor from over 300 years ago. However, there is a fundamental distinction between having an indigenous ancestor and belonging to an indigenous nation.
They say this specifically in response to Vermont, which has recognized four groups as Abenaki tribes, groups that the Wabanaki Nation denounces and says are unrelated to the real Abenaki. The state-recognized tribes dispute that claim.
How can the Wabanaki Nation claim self-determination, autonomy, and self-governance when our fundamental rights are constantly being trampled underfoot by individuals and groups pretending to be us?
Following their speech, the Abenaki delegation heard from a room full of people belonging to Indigenous nations across the world who say they are seeing the same thing. Innu, Manitoba Métis Federation, Sami, Brokenhead Ojibwe, and more.
In Quebec, we've had, for the past 30 years, name of nations that were coming from somebody's dream, that nations that we never heard of.
Beginning in the 60s, we finally started as Métis getting a few programs and services. Then all of a sudden you had these people coming forward, who we know are white people, saying they're Métis, to get an advantage.
And we have some parallel issues. For example, now a burning issue with Finland. They accepted about 70 non-Sami people to be registered into the role of the Finnish Sami parliament.
So I just wanted to just say, Chimi Gwetchen, thank you for sharing this, because it's ignited a fire inside of me.
I mean, I knew that all nations had this issue, but I think that it's that elephant in the room, you know, that nobody really want to talk about it. I think it really opened the door for other people to say, you know what, no, we got to talk about this issue.
That last voice is Abenaki Council of Odinak Chief Rick Obomsawin. He noted that under the current UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, there's broad language about the right to self-determination. But Obomsawin told those at the UN event that it should be clearer who has that right, namely historically continuous Indigenous nations.
And we need to be brought to the table as a nation, because whether they like it or not, to each individual nation, we are a country within ourselves. And they need to view us that way.
Whereas in Vermont, the state recognition process limited the participation of the two Abenaki First Nations, whose governments are headquartered in Quebec. That's because parts of the process only allowed Vermont residents to give input. And while Obomsawin says he's continued to ask to discuss this with Governor Phil Scott, he's had no luck.
You have to understand what's happened to my nation in Vermont is, not only has he created a new nation, he's erased mine.
In a written statement, Governor Scott said he felt this issue was settled and that he was seeking no changes to the status of Vermont's state-recognized tribes or the process that led to their recognition. The governor also said potential changes would need to be made legislatively and that Odinak First Nation could make its case to lawmakers. The Abenaki Alliance, which represents Vermont's four state-recognized tribes, did not immediately return a request for comment. Rich Holshue, who is the chair of Vermont's Commission on Native American Affairs and a member of the Elnu state-recognized tribe, said in an email that the statements made by Wabanaki Nation representatives were hard to hear. Holshue wrote in part, quote, "Abenaki communities and individuals, in common with all other beings, have been affected by a multitude of lived experiences in as many places. We look for open dialogue and respectful learning with all of those to whom we are related, which is creation as a whole, whether distantly or more closely, and recognize that, while there may be differences in our respective journeys, the future of our children will depend on how we conduct ourselves." He also praised the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, calling it broadly inclusive rather than exclusive. Back at UN headquarters, both youth Abenaki speakers, Isaac LaChapelle Gill and Sigwanis LaChapelle, said they were feeling hopeful for the future following their event, even if they were nervous before it began.
At the end, I just thought, like, let it out with passion. Just let the passion speak for yourself, for your nation. And we want to get the message out there.
It's a global issue for everyone. And I hope that people enjoyed our presentation.
Both say they are proud to be defending Wabanaki Nation and to do so among so many Indigenous peoples. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed in New York City.